Hey everyone, welcome to Off the Record, a very unique Off the Record in that I am not in the studio. I am at somewhere outdoors. I'm not going to tell you, but I'm sure Big Tech already knows where I am. So the topic of this one, I got to address Big Tech. And because I'm doing it live, I got to do some post-production so you're able to see some overlays as I'm talking about it. Probably here on the sides of the screen because I'm actually doing this on Instagram live. That's why I'm shooting in portrait because Apple dictates it. So anyway, I was talking on IGTV Live about the charity stream that's going to be going on. It's probably up as of this video being up on my website, www.dangerousakeover.com. So you're watching there live when this episode goes up. I recommend you pause my video and just go to the live stream that I'll be leaving links to in the show notes down below so you can be a part of the suicide awareness charity fundraiser that's going on there by... Uche, my goodness, dude, former Jacksonville Jaguars football player. I just know his first name, Uche. I'm not a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. I'm sorry. Uche Wanari. So he's the one that's hosting this. Zack Snyder himself is supposed to be on the live stream. So check it out. They're giving away some goodies. As of this recording, they've already raised $20,000 for a live stream that, as of this video, isn't even live yet. But the charity is going on and they have a goal to meet. So you can be a part of it. Great. They're raising funds for suicide awareness, mostly in the honor of the memory of Zack Snyder's daughter. And that's what the whole release the Snyder Cut hashtag was all about. And it's along those lines for why I'm addressing this episode of Off the Record Live, because I was addressing this very topic live and I opened up about something very personal, my struggles there. So if you missed it, unfortunately, I'll maybe circle back to it in this episode. But what I want to address directly are the deliberate sabotages of those in power that do not agree with your perspective, if your opinion, or if you meet a classification they don't like, that they'll try to cancel you, deplatform you, or just alienate you any way they can. And that's exactly what's going on, even with this charity stream. I explained it on IGTV Live about what happened behind the scenes drama in releasing this movie. So it's not about, oh, we finally, the fans get to see the movie. It's about all the journey it took to get here and why Zack Snyder stepped away from the project in the first place. His daughter committed suicide, March 12, 2017, Autumn Snyder. And it was reported in the news that Zack wasn't stepping away from the Justice League project to take some time off to be with his family. Warner Bros. Used that as an excuse to fire him from the project and basically try to redo his movie that just was a disaster. Well, long story short, Zack Snyder's vision is being released tomorrow, March 18, 2021, and he's doing this for the fans because the fans, all those that were behind the hashtag release the Snyder Cut, that were fully involved in that, were raising money for suicide awareness and foundations that involve themselves in preventing suicides, and it's just it's a beautiful thing, a topic that is very close to home. So why am I addressing this on Off the Record? I'm addressing it because of what's been going on with Big Tech. I'm addressing this because of what's been going on with the mouse. I happen to live in the mouse's backyard. I'm referring to Disney, better known as the Evil Empire. The Disney, I believe wholeheartedly that they're behind a hit piece that they put out against multiple YouTubers, independent content creators on YouTube, to smear them and label them every ugly name you can think of, the leftist playbook that they throw out there, try to cancel somebody because they couldn't get them deplatformed. They try to do that through the Vox Apocalypse, using Stephen Crowley as an excuse to crack down on all these independent content creators, and a lot of them suffered for it. But Disney, which, like, what happened with Captain Marvel, what happened with The Last Jedi, what happened with Rotten Tomatoes, what's happened in the YouTube comment sections at times, they tried everything to get these voices removed and then use the media because of these tech, these big media companies own the media and therefore can control the propaganda they put out there. They've been putting out a lot of hit pieces. So that's where I'm connecting this with tech, because they use tech to feed the algorithm. All they got to do is just put something out there, roll it downhill, and it'll snowball where it's being picked up all across the interwebs. It's because they have the means and the ability to do so. So with them trying to label all these content creators like that, and a lot of questionable details are in one of the hit pieces that was put out there. I'm not going to reference them. I don't want to give them any signal boost, but I can point to you some of the channels that are affected that I know, and most of all that I follow. I follow Geeks and Gamers. I follow Nerdrotic. I follow Drunk3PO, and there's some other ones that that were affected by this. But most of all, what's upsetting to me is that this was put out there basically on the same time that Geeks and, well, one of the members of Geeks and Gamers, Uche Newari, the one that's behind basically this charity live stream, was announcing the charity live stream with Zack Snyder. It's like someone knew when this announcement was going to be made, because it had to have some inside baseball to be able to put out a hit piece to basically vilify the entire, not just fandom, but all these YouTubers, to scare people away from being involved at all with the celebration of this release of the Zack Snyder, the Snyder Cut of the Justice League. It is absolutely disgusting. And that's one of the ways where they're trying to deplatform, silence, censor, and all that. I mean, the left controls just about everything in this country now. And it's just, if they cannot get you removed through their unconstitutional means, then they're going to find other ways to be able to do it. And that's just trying to character assassinate by slandering you or libeling you and anybody associated with you. And it's just really, really sad. And this is the kind of crap that's been happening. And it's been happening for the longest time. It's just that now it's just absolutely out of control. Some people call it cancel culture. It's not. This isn't just cancel culture. This is downright crackdown of the First Amendment. You know, it's just utterly ridiculous. All in the name of so-called tolerance. There's nothing tolerant about it. But this is the kind of insanity that's going on, and has been going on. I mentioned the Vox Apocalypse. That was a blatant attempt by big tech to crack down on dissenting speech that they don't like. And they really revved it up January 6th. So after the events of, you know what happened, January 6th, that the media tries to let you forget, even though it lasted only 3 hours and some of them cleaned up after they were leaving, let's forget what happened for 7 months across our country, including the capital of the United States. But those were peaceful protests. They were not fiery. They did not cause at least 25 people dead, about 1,000 officers injured, over $2 billion in damages to federal and state buildings, and not to mention personal businesses and small businesses alike. No. That was all fine and dandy. And what Antifa does on a daily basis, particularly in Portland and Seattle, they're just an idea. It's a fictitious idea that's constantly wreaking havoc on the citizens and residents of places in those areas. That is the power of big tech. Today, one of the videos was taken down by from Steven Crowder by YouTube because it violates community guidelines. Never mind that the entirety of the thing is completely fact-based. The mere fact that it contradicts the narrative, it can't stay up there. That's the problem that we're being faced with. And it's being weaponized continuously by the left. The Republicans did not have the balls in Congress to be able to put the checks and balances on these big tech companies. None of this should come as a surprise to anybody. But now that it is, oh, we got to do something about these big tech companies. Well, you had your chance. Now, we don't even know if we'll be able to get it back. But yeah, I just find it very upsetting that good things like this Snyder Cut release that should be a celebration and a win for the fans is being chided as just toxic fandom getting a win in Hollywood, because big Hollywood needs to take a knee to the altar of wokeness. That's the only way, and Zack didn't do that. That's it. Well, thank you so much for watching this episode of Off the Record, for those of you that watched it on my website, and for those of you that stay tuned all through our IGTV Live, thank you very much. I'll see you on the next one.